Well, that was awesome. That was a good start to a podcast.
No, it was awesome.
So I was editing the podcast today because, you know, yeah. And the first word I ever said on our podcast was penis.
Yep.
Nice.
So for the rest of the history of our podcast, that will forever be the first word ever spoken on the podcast.
I don't like that idea, actually.
You said it. That is.
I take it back.
You can't. It's already out there.
How does that fly on you? Are on iTunes?
We have an explicit tag.
Oh, okay.
Which, by the way, we are now on iTunes. As of also today.
As of 30 minutes ago.
Hooray.
30 minutes ago prior to the recording of this podcast.
Hooray.
Hooray. Stop making noise. You were like right in front of the mic.
I'm cleaning myself off. What? I'll do this.
There we go. There. All right.
Yeah, so we finally edited our podcast today.
It's amazing.
It was pretty good.
It sounds good.
Came out to exactly 2 hours and 56 seconds, if that's important.
Not really.
No, but, you know, it's important, but... He's got this look of disappointment on his face.
But, yeah, we still don't have a link dump.
Yeah, okay, so I've decided that it's too much work for me to add a link dump, so instead of making link dumps when we post the podcast, in the future when I have more time, I'm just going to go back and add them.
What's a link dump? I thought you guys were saying link up, like... A link up. I don't have a link
up. No, a link dump. Like all the stuff we talk about, putting links to the stuff we're talking about.
I don't give a crap. Like references. About that.
Yeah, but people, like, when we talk about videos, people want to see the video.
No, forget them. We're just having fun talking, right?
Yeah, exactly. No. So that's why we're not going to add it until later into the future.
Because we're lazy. We can be lazy. That's fine.
Oh, I'm fantastically lazy. But I have had a life accomplishment that I never thought I would do. I've made it almost all the way through a toothpaste tube without. Fucking it up. Like, I've used up almost the entire tube.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna have to...
Well, thank you guys, thank you.
There you go.
That's a serious accomplishment.
Remember when we had that idea for real-life achievements?
What? No, but okay.
This was, like, years and years ago, when we first started Awesomeware.
You're right, and then you'd, like, have to post a video, and then you could get achievements. Like, the community would award you an achievement if you posted a video of you doing something... significant in real life.
Like using a whole tube of toothpaste.
Like using a whole tube of toothpaste without fucking it up, exactly.
I feel like somewhere in the future we should bring that up.
I feel like that's impossible to fuck up. I feel like using toothpaste is impossible to fuck up. Unless you eat it, you don't like there's nothing you can fuck up.
Well, you like squeeze it and then you don't get to use the whole tube and it just, it's like...
Or if you squeeze it from the middle and not from the bottom.
Yeah, it's like a clusterfuck tube. Which goes down, by the way, in my list of favorite words, clusterfuck.
Clusterfuck.
And cornucopia. Those two are great words.
Yeah, no, they're okay.
So anyway.
A cornucopia of clusterfucks.
But in terms of me not being lazy, we have an entirely new, kind of entirely new setup for our podcast.
Let's Plays.
We have a dedicated computer that records both our Let's Plays and our podcasts.
That is true.
So it makes life so much easier.
Yeah, it'll make editing easier, and so it won't take an entire week for me to get around to editing next time.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, being a week late on things, have you been to class at all this week?
Nope. I've been in class this semester for 2 weeks now, and I have been there a total of 2 days.
Excellent. How's that money going for, you know, college education?
The state's paying for it. It's fine.
Okay, well...
But hey, I have 100% in all my classes. Oh. So
I guess you really don't need to be there, though.
Oh, yeah, apparently not, because all the homework's online now, so it makes it easy.
Oh, that's kind of hard to fuck up, then.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the assignment's online.
So what's the point of even going into the classroom?
There isn't. That's why I haven't been. And I'm saving money on the parking pass. It takes $90 for me to park at USF, and they don't even have enough fucking parking for me. So it's just really...
School.
Yeah, it's just aggravating, and so I'm like, well, I could buy a parking pass, or I could just not go to school today.
That was one of the huge things for me in college. Like... When I went, I'd go to park, and I'd see that the entire parking lot was full, and instead of, you know, going the extra mile on the other side of campus, I just said, fuck it, and went back home.
Okay. Actually, twice now, I have actually driven to campus and said, fuck, I forgot to buy my parking pass. Yeah, not gonna go to school today. Well, we probably sound like really ignorant assholes right now.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, no, we're just lazy.
We are.
Yeah, we are.
We're not ignorant.
I don't even go to school. Like,
we're actually very intelligent people. Kind of. Joey is.
Yeah. Yeah, and in other terms of laziness, I don't know if this is actually me being lazy, but I've been carrying around two phones for a while now.
I've noticed this, but are both activated, or is only one?
No, well, okay, so I have an Android phone and an iPhone, because iMessage is the shit.
iPhone?
And the camera on my phone, my Android phone sucks. I have a Nexus 4, which is kind of a shitty phone, but it's from Google, so I guess it's got that going for it.
Yeah, go Google.
So I carry around my Nexus 4, and then I tether on that my iPhone 4. And so I can send iMessage and Snapchat, because my pictures are better on Snapchat that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you Snapchatting?
Nobody, unfortunately. Yeah. So, but I'm looking to get a new phone so I can... I'll still kind of miss iMessage, but I at least want a better camera, so I've been looking at the LG G2.
I actually fucking hate iMessage.
You do? How do you hate iMessage?
Because, I mean,
bitches know when you're looking.
No, I leave that shit on because there's certain people I want to know that I'm ignoring them on purpose. Like, I put red on, so when I look at their shit and I close it out without responding, they're just like, yo, I know you read that, and I just read it again and close it out, and they're like, what's up? What are you doing? And close
but that shit doesn't that get annoying? Like, they know you're ignoring them, but...
No, it's hilarious.
They're keep going.
It's fucking hysterical.
That would piss me off.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I do it.
No. As the person ignoring the messages that I don't want to get messages from.
Oh no, I just want them to know they're being ignored. Like I want them to fucking get mad.
Why?
Because it's funny.
But that would in turn make me mad as well.
Well, if you're
blowing up my shit,
I look at it like this: if I want to talk to you, you'll understand it because I'll be talking to you. If I don't want to talk to you, I'm ignoring you, I want you to feel like shit because there's a reason I'm not talking to you. Alright? So you have to just.
So you're just
kill yourself.
Passive aggressive is all.
Whatever that means, sure.
But I'm the kind of asshole who would send messages one letter at a time if I knew you were ignoring me just to fuck your day up.
But that was really annoying. Back before we had smartphones, when you had to like pay per text message and you had the old flip phone, and when you'd get a message, it would pop up and you couldn't use your phone because it was like, hey, new message.
Back in the Stone Age.
Right?
And I had it set up on my computer, AIM. Do you guys remember AIM?
Yes! Messenger? Oh my god.
There was this one girl I went to middle school with. She would just send these messages on AIM, one letter at a fucking time, which didn't bother me on AIM.
But your phone.
Fuck, I can't use my phone.
No, it's
impossible. And then I had another girl who...
Or it's like, fuck, I'm out of text messages. Stop!
When the iPhone first came out, because it was the first one that had like a conversation-looking message on it, she texted me so many times that my old piece of shit phone actually shut down because it was getting too many text messages.
OMG, this is so great. LOL.
And then she'd send the emoji smiley faces, and my phone couldn't read them, so it was just freaking the fuck out. That was...
Well, you used all my text messages, and now you owe me $77. Thank you so much for running my bill.
I appreciate your help. But no, smartphones are great. But that's not even
the reason I hate iMessage.
Oh, why do you hate iMessage?
Thanks for fucking me up, guys. No,
sorry.
The thing in settings where it's like you can email it, it's like your email is on
there.
That's what drives me nuts. Because sometimes randomly, my phone will just stop sending messages to the number and start sending it to their email. And so I'll have two different things, phone number and then their email. And it happened to this one girl a while back, and it was like, I was texting her, it was just regular text messages, and all of a sudden it went to iMessage, and I was iMessaging her for the rest of the time. And then for some reason it shut off, and I went right back to texting her. I was like, what's going on? I hated it. Well, made me very angry.
Okay, well, I guess that's kind of a reason. It's never happened to me, but, you know.
See, I've never had that problem. I have a Galaxy S4, and I use Hangouts.
Yeah, but Hangouts is no iMessage. It was supposed to be, but it was really, really big.
Don't even know what Hangouts is. That's probably why it sucks.
It's an Android thing.
Yeah, it's supposed to, like, let you use it on the computer and with text messages and iPhones and all that stuff, but it doesn't work like that. It's just...
See, I just use it on my phone.
Indian given bitches.
What? What does that even mean?
Nobody knows.
I've been using Spotify a lot lately, which is like Pandora, but 100 times better.
So it's Pandora on crack.
Yeah, kind of. And now they let you do it where you can build your own playlist, and you put whatever songs you want in it, and you can just shuffle that playlist for free.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so you pick whatever songs you want.
As long as it's on Spotify.
I have yet to find a song that's not on Spotify.
I can do it.
So you
I find comedians that I don't even know of on Spotify. Like, I have Pandora, and I'll cycle through comedians. Like, I'll put, like, Dane Cook or somebody.
See, I've never thought of putting comedians on Spotify or Pandora.
Oh, I do it all the time. It's great. Like, I put Jim Jefferies on there, and it just cycles through great. I just love it. And it'll, like, play new comedians I've never heard of. And I used to do that on Spotify. It's just look up. I'd go on Pandora, do that, and then look up the person on Spotify.
Oh.
And then listen to their whole album.
Try that. But no, Spotify's awesome that way, and it's all for free now, too, and there's way less ads than on Pandora.
Really?
Oh, like, significantly less.
I used to pay $10 a month for Spotify.
Cut that
shit. What?
I quit that shit right.
Oh, well, no, the only thing you can't do now for free is specifically play a song. But you can do it on tablets for free and your computer for free.
On Spotify?
Yeah. So it's just your phone that you can't pick the song for free.
That's so stupid.
No, it's great. It's great.
Shh, don't fix that. No, I guess I gotta jump on the Spotify train, because, I mean, I've just been shuffling my own playlist.
So much better than Pandora.
Yeah, no, the only thing I was able to do on Spotify when I wasn't paying was, it was the same thing as Pandora. It was just shuffling songs.
Which I couldn't even listen to an actual though, album. Because the ads are so much less, but now you can play just an artist, just a specific album, just your own playlist. All for free.
God, fuck you, Spotify, for making me pay you $10 and then making it free.
But now you don't have to pay $10 and you can go back to them.
Right. Plus so you're paying that $40 so much I have to download Spotify.
And what else annoys me about Pandora is that they limit you to 40 hours a month. Like
Spotify?
No, Pandora.
Really?
Yeah, well, if you ever listen, because I do a lot of driving, and so when I was using Pandora, I was hitting the 40 hours like 3 months in a row, and I was like, fuck this shit. I'm not paying for that. I'll just go to Spotify. And then so
40 hours a month?
Yeah.
I've listened to Pandora way more than 40 hours in a month.
They might have taken off, because I knew they used to have it a long time ago. Then they took it away, and then they added it back.
Okay, let's try to figure this out. Let's see how many hours I work in a week. I work 24 hours in a week. Let's say I listen to Pandora, which is fucking all the time. Let's just say 4 out of the 5-hour days, okay? And then there is Sundays, which is an 8-hour day. So let's just say there's a 24-hour work week. All right, let's just cut maybe 5 of those hours out. 1 hour each shift.
Okay.
Or 1 hour. What a fucking... You know what? 20 hours of Pandora, but times 4 is 80, and I've never hit...
Really? So they might have taken it away. That was a couple months ago that I was hitting the 40-hour limit again.
I've never hit that in my life.
Oh, I've hit it a bunch. And then it got so annoying that I left don't like Pandora. Then that could be. You know, fuck them. I'm having a great time on Spotify. Pandora,
fuck this guy.
Fuck you. I'm having a great time on Spotify.
See, it's just, Pandora bugged me because like I could never find this artist I wanted or the songs that I wanted from that particular artist. It would always have like every other song but what I wanted to hear. And it's just like, fuck this. I'm just going to go get the CD.
God, I haven't bought a CD in... I think the last...
Oh, my God.
What was the last CD you bought?
Doesn't even exist still?
What was the last CD you bought, even if it was, like, on iTunes or something, but a CD you bought?
Oh, my God.
A legitimate CD.
Well, a legitimate album that you, like, paid for the album
to download. Oh, I've done that on iTunes a lot. I like supporting artists.
Well, I do, too, but I won't buy, like, an album. I'll, like, buy a song, or I'll just listen to it.
A Day to Remember?
A Day to Remember, Common Courtesy. I pre-ordered that, and then I bought it again.
That's not even that old.
Let's talk about physical CDs.
Last physical CD?
Musical album CD.
Linkin Park, Minutes to Midnight.
What?
That was the last CD I bought. And I bought it twice. I bought it on iTunes and on the computer.
Now I know I've bought new CDs. I bought Homesick. I had the hard copy of that. Love, Hate, Hero, America Underwater. Probably one of the last CDs I bought.
To tell you the truth, I don't remember.
Well, yeah, and you asked the fucking question.
I know. But I don't remember.
That's okay. Everything's digital now. Like, I don't even have cable.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
We have rabbit ears for, like, the basic cable shows. And then we have Netflix and Hulu. And so that's, like, $20 a month for basically all I could ever want to watch ever.
That's not true, because I don't have everything on Netflix.
Like, no,
there's absolutely no Austin Powers on Netflix.
Yeah, but I'm not going out of my way to fucking watch Austin Powers.
I was like, me and Andrew were hanging out, and are we still not allowed to say names?
Nah, whatever. Fucking we can say names.
Andrew knows what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah, Andrew would be here one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Andrew were hanging out. We were making videos. No.
Let me just interject real quick.
No.
Andrew's Snapchats are fucking awesome.
Oh my God, they are.
His Snapchats, because the last Snapchat I got from him, it was actually from Ricky, but it was of Andrew. He was wearing a dress with some goofy hat and a bottle of alcohol, and I was just like, I did not need to see that.
You should see his, you have Snapchat stories on there, right?
Yeah.
You see people's stories. Have you seen his stories?
Did you see how I wake up and he's driving, blowing bubbles and screaming?
Bubbles!
That was great. Andrew was over and we were making videos, like making vines.
Okay.
And he did an Austin Powers, like, vine of him spinning around on my office chair, and he was like, "Do I make you horny, baby?" And he kept like he does on the spinning bed in Spy Who Shacks Me or whatever it is. And we were doing that, and I seen it, and I was just like, "I need to watch Austin Powers now." Like I miss all of the Austin Powers, and I went on Netflix; they didn't have a single Austin Powers. Nothing.
Let's try. But I most of the like I don't even really want to watch TV. I just want something to put on in the background.
See, that's retarded. Sex.
Well, see, I don't go out
there. That was a good joke, man.
But you're right. They don't have all shows, and so usually the shows they don't have, Hulu has, because Hulu puts out most shows the day after they air on normal television. But yeah, like most shows, like The Daily Show, will be there the next day.
Yeah, but who watches The Daily Show?
I watch The Daily Show.
I don't watch The Daily Show.
Yeah, what's The Daily Show? The Daily Show is fucking great.
I watch The Colbert Report.
Colbert Report too. That's
I like Jimmy Fallon. The late night show now, I think.
No,
I
love Jimmy Fallon.
I like Doctor Who, and they're still behind.
So, right, Doctor Who, which is what I was getting at. I was watching, we talked about this last week, I was watching the first half of the seventh season.
First half of the seventh season.
All right, let's skip whatever you're going to say. Did you even catch up to watch the end?
No.
I'm not even close. Don't even say anything. I'm on, like, episode 7.
Suck a dick. Are you kidding me?
I don't want to talk about it at all. I don't want to spoil it for other people.
Anyone or yourself.
Especially myself. But anyway, Hulu's really annoying because you have... Like, I'm already paying for this shit, and I have commercials.
That's true. I've never seen one commercial on Netflix.
But yeah, Netflix doesn't have any commercials, so I like Netflix way more.
Netflix is better. I think I had Hulu for maybe day.
I think my dad watches it a lot.
I think I downloaded it on Xbox and was like, fuck this. Yeah,
it's commercials. Fuck
this. Okay, see, but that's also, Netflix, I'm not paying
that's
for
also why I don't like cable. It's like $150 a month and I still have to watch commercials.
See, I just do the free month trial and then bust that shit off.
I just have a long list of emails and I just keep signing up.
Oh, fuck.
Am I the only one who does that? No?
No, probably not. I don't do it, but...
But real quick, back on the Doctor Who subject... In relation to the Christmas special, they're making a book about...
What the Christmas special episode was, and you're going to stop it right there, because I haven't seen it, and you're not going to spoil it.
Don't even try to mouth it to me.
I'm not even trying to mouth it to
you. No.
Macaron's going to pick it up, and Joey's going to be like, God, Joey!
But did you guys hear about the Verizon ruling and some court thing about Netflix stuff?
Sorry. What? Netflix ruling...
Basically, Verizon did something in court. I don't remember what it was, and they were approved to start charging Netflix more money.
Sorry, that's perfect. All right,
okay.
They were going to charge Netflix more money.
The company Netflix more money for them to get enough bandwidth to host their videos. So basically, it's going to cost Netflix more to offer their service.
What?
Which is bullshit, which means it's probably going to come back to the consumers.
Yeah, like...
That they're going to up the price, so... Because so Verizon is charging
more.
You're
going to have to pay 11.
So that's a load of horseshit.
Yeah, no, that is horseshit. Fuck that.
Because it doesn't actually cost Verizon more money to offer more internet.
All right.
It's not like there's a limited supply of internet that we're trying to save here. You have unlimited internet.
Fuck Verizon.
No, man. We got to save the internet. Pollute the ozone. Just gonna rip a hole in the fabric of time and space, and it's all the internet.
It's gonna be tragic and terrible.
Your face is tragic and terrible.
Joe, you spend so much time on the internet that I think that you are gonna be the reason that the internet rips a hole in time and space.
I don't spend that much time on the internet. But it kind of sucks, because especially with Reddit, people like see stuff on Facebook and say, oh, did you see this picture?
Uh-huh. 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Thanks. Yeah, sorry. Isn't this funny? Yeah, but I already saw it, so
it was funny 2 weeks ago.
I'm just not good. And then I feel like a douchebag because I'm like, yeah, I saw it to every fucking thing they show me.
I am on our fucking
That's me, by the way. Yeah. And I'm just like, God damn it!
I can't do, like, what's that one nasty one? Our gore. I can't do that.
Ooh,
it's so gross.
No,
I will throw up in my pants.
Nick does that one a lot.
I know.
Yeah, he does.
And he'll be like, hey, look at this.
No, thank you.
I'm on our funny and our, what's the puppies in the
case? Our all.
Our all, yeah.
It was funny, me and Ben were looking at the other day, and we went down a different, like a bunch of different stuff, because I was on the front page or whatever, and like one came up and he's like, whoa, I'm like, that's funny, it's on our whoa dude.
And then he saw, I literally said whoa dude.
And then he saw a picture of a cat, and he's like, oh, I was like, well that's funny, you're on our, oh.
The first dog that I saw, well not the first dog that I saw, but there's a dog that I saw that I want, and this is the dog I absolutely will kill somebody to get is...
Then don't do that. That's bad.
Right.
Then you'll never have
but
a dog.
It's,
you'll
it's
be
a Husky Golden Retriever mix.
I thought you were going to say Husky Pomeranian.
I saw it on R All.
That sounds pretty adorable.
I shit out of my dick. Like, I want this dog.
That's what you did.
I want this dog so bad.
Hey, we took like 15 minutes to get to dick. That's impressive. No.
Penis. There it is.
All right. So anyway, sorry, continue. That's the dog I want when I get around to having another dog, and I get a Siberian Husky.
Yes, no, that's the dog I've always wanted since I was young.
Siberian Husky Golden Retriever.
Oh, I have it on my phone.
What about the Husky Pomeranian mix? Can we just get small dogs?
No, have you seen the Dachshunds? No, not Dachshunds.
Teacup Yorkies?
No.
Those things are fucking
horrible.
Corgis.
You mix a corgi with any other dog, and you get a corgi body with that other dog's head.
Yes!
You get a Siberian Husky, corgi body. Siberian Husky head.
Cena.
Every one of them's fucking hilarious.
Well, this is shit fuck.
Why are you on
internet?
Your phone?
I was trying to get the picture of the Husky.
Well, put your phone down. We can look at
the link to
Maybe
you get to see it when
other people can search for the topics we're talking about and then post it for us.
Or maybe Psy can make the link dumps.
Yeah, Psy.
Yeah, that's funny. No.
All right. Well, it was worth
it. It was worth a shot. Yeah,
it was a good try. I'll give you A for effort. You know what's hard about doing these podcasts is because I have fucking ADHD. It is so hard to stay still and not tap my feet or tap the desk or make fucking clicking noises. It's fucking so hard, and I'm sitting here like, I want to fucking tap something so bad.
You know, you're doing a great job. This is like AA for you, but ADHD AA.
Yeah, that doesn't exist. It's called Ritalin.
Yeah, No. We invented it, and we call it the fishbowl.
Yeah. The Adderall. Now you're in a fishbowl.
Yeah. It's like ADHDA.
With two other fish.
Man, I want to drown myself.
That's convenient, being in a fishbowl.
Yeah.
There's plenty of water around.
All right, so last week, you remember how I gave that movie Lone Survivor shit for being like a staged release thing?
It's finally in Tampa!
Finally in Tampa. I saw it. Fucking phenomenal. Great movie.
Yes?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it was...
When did it come in Tampa?
Sometime last week.
Damn.
But they...
I think we're on the same
page. No. We'll get there in a minute. I can't remember what I was going to say now because Ben ever so rudely interrupted me.
Sorry.
But they... Downfall... No, that was Ben's.
No, I forgot what mine was. All right, fine. We'll go to Ben's downfall.
I was watching the news, and was it the same day that the movie was released that this happened?
I don't know, but it was in Tampa. It was at the Cobb Grove, which is the movie theater I saw it at.
Hmm.
But it was like 2 days before. A man got shot in the movie theater, shot and killed. I guess it was a man and his wife.
Joey, did you... I'm going to interrupt you. Did you know this happened before you went to this movie theater?
Yes.
You're a fucking idiot.
They arrested the dude.
It was
like,
totally unrelated. It had nothing to do with the fact it was Lone Survivor.
All right,
so let me... This is the story from the limited 30 seconds of news I watched. I guess this guy and his wife were sitting in the movie theater during the previews. Mm-hmm. The movie hadn't even started yet.
Oh, with the cop.
Yeah, with the cop, yeah.
Yeah, no, I read about this.
He was on his phone.
You can read?
Fuck you. The guy and his girlfriend... The guy was on his phone texting, and the old man behind him, who was like 71,
I think.
He was a retired cop, and he was like the lead of something
important in the
cop world.
Right.
Like anyway, so the younger guy is texting during the previews, again, not even the movie yet, and I guess the old man yells at him and say, hey, stop texting the movie, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And the guy didn't listen to him because it was the previews and who the fuck cares. I guess the old man like left for a little bit, then he came back in, seemed all angry and disgruntled. And the guy was still texting. The old man asked him again. He didn't stop texting. So he got up, and then the old man shot him. With a gun, shot and killed him through his wife's hand.
Wow.
Yeah. Just because he was angry that he was texting during the previews of the movie.
That guy needs to be shot in the face with a rifle.
Well, he's arrested.
No, apparently, I don't remember the whole details, so I'm kind of talking out of my ass here. But I guess he was, like, released, or he wasn't detained for as long as he should have been. Because remember... He was a cop that's retired now, and he was, like, the head of a department earlier, so he's, you know...
So somebody should find him and shoot him in the face with a rifle, going back to what I said first. That sounds like a good plan, because this guy's a Class A douchebag.
Yeah.
No. He's like a Class S douchebag. He ranked up.
But back
I hope you rank up in Satan's shit list, and you fucking shit rust for the rest of your life.
That would be pretty terrible.
Adolf Hitler and Satan rape you eternally in hell. For your stupidity.
All right. Okay. Well, anyway, back on a more positive note, really good movie. Totally would recommend going to see it.
Oh yeah, Lone Survivor. Lone
Survivor, great movie. Yeah, no, I want to see that.
I'm gonna spoil the ending here for you, though.
Don't do it. Wow, we're brothers. That's weird. Seriously, if you do it, I'll kick you in the balls. Don't do it. Don't fucking do it. I'll kill you.
Only one person survives.
No shit. I already know who it is too. I watched the behind the scenes with the guy.
Why did you do that? You couldn't
figure it out. It was just like an interview, like kind
of. Who was it? Matt Damon? That's no, not Matt.
Matt Damon?
No, yeah.
Really?
Fuck. Matt Damon.
No, it's Marky Mark.
Thank
Mark
you,
Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
There you go.
Surprise, surprise! Highest paid actor,
right?
Lone Survivor.
We're gonna go ahead and guess it's Marky Mark.
Not to mention, we talked about it last podcast, how the Marcus whatever guy went and after this people shot his dog, so...
Yeah.
Obviously, he survived.
That's true.
Yeah.
He is the lone survivor. Unfortunately, his dog did not survive too much longer after that.
That was sad.
Kind of fucked up.
Hey, yeah, really? Yeah, no, he was... The dog was murdered, like, killed on the spot. That's why he chased after them.
Oh.
Hey, but it wasn't just his dog. It was his dog that he named after the brothers he wanted. Yeah. It was Daisy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can't remember shit from last week.
I know, it's amazing how fast that week went by.
No, I feel like it was like 3 weeks ago, seriously.
No, it wasn't my fault.
God, I feel like it was yesterday.
Yeah. It is fucking fast. Wow.
Cool.
Awkward pause and silence. That's good. That's good.
No, but... I forget what movie it was, but like I cannot get through a movie without having to go to the bathroom. Like always, middle at the most important part. It's like I
get up and you're like in the movie theaters and you're like, pause the bathroom. We gotta go to the bathroom.
That's why my mom doesn't go to the bathroom. My mom doesn't go to movies anymore because she has to go to the bathroom so much. She'll just wait till it comes out on Netflix or the DVR
so she can pause it
to go to the bathroom.
She just needs to invest in like a mobile catheter and just fucking
I think all catheters are mobile.
Yeah, well, this one should be like when you take it to the movie theater
and put it in your purse.
Speaking of going,
disguise it in a popcorn box. I'm just eating my
Oh god.
Yeah, but I have an unfair advantage. I never have to shit during a movie because I do not shit in public bathrooms. Just don't do it.
Weird. I shit in a public bathroom today.
Oh, did you? Did you?
Well, where was it? All the time.
Well, it works a little bit different. That's not exactly.
Yeah, you're right. Because I'm there for so long.
Right. You get used to it. You get accustomed to the toilet. You know. You can feel comfortable in the atmosphere.
You make friends with the toilet. You have conversations with the toilet.
I won't shit at a friend's house.
Really?
I won't shit at the gym.
You've shit at my house before.
I don't think I've ever shit at your house before. Ever.
That's rough. What do you do when you need to go?
I hold it in.
Bro, that's not healthy. That's gonna hurt something.
But like, I'm very paid, and like, if somebody else shits on my toilet, I won't use it for like a full day.
Wow.
I feel weird shitting on toilets and.
But we keep the seat warm.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
Have you ever sat on a cold toilet seat? That shit sucks.
It does.
So bad.
It does. But if I ever had, I've never. Luckily, it's never happened to me before. But if I ever sat on a warm toilet seat. I don't know what the fuck I would do. I'd freak out.
It is kind of uncomfortable.
I'd be like, thank you, whoever sat here last.
This is comfortable.
Nope, not for me. I would just be gross the fuck out, and I wouldn't shit.
Speaking of cold things, when you're going to the bathroom, have you ever grabbed, like, your dick in the middle of winter to take a piss?
Oh, my God.
Before trying
to
warm your hands up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god. It's like you try to grab your dick and it shrinks inside. You're like, where'd you go? I'm trying to pee.
And then it's like, in your face. I have an idea for public restrooms. Like, when it is cold outside and they always have the fucking AC on full blast, like in movie theaters or restaurants or whatever, and the toilet seats are usually fucking freezing ass ice cold. Socks. Like, disposable socks that you could put over the end of the...
You know, in Japan, they actually have heated toilet seats.
What?
Like, that's a normal thing. Like, when you go to a restroom... Chances are, it's a heated toilet seat.
Now, would you be okay with
this?
Yes, because it's like electrically heated. It's not somebody else's body heat. I don't even like sitting in fucking chairs that I can feel the warmth of the person before me.
Here, Jack, you take my seat. The weirdest person I know right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking weird. But weird. That's fine. That's fine.
My story sucks.
Yeah, it does. So anyway, we'll move on to another topic. I had an interesting day today. You know what I bought today?
Condoms.
No.
A girlfriend.
I wish. Nope, and no. But thanks for ruining my fucking story and making me all sad now.
Oh.
No, I actually bought 6 pounds of steak.
Gee, what are you going to do with 6 pounds of steak?
Eat it?
Well, can we eat some now? I'm fucking hungry.
Well, after the podcast, maybe, but we don't really have a way to cook it.
Yeah, we do.
The grill is... My grill is really shitty, but anyway.
There's a way.
$35. Not even $35. It was like $34. For six pounds of steak. It came out to 9 steaks, and they are big steaks.
Damn!
It was a good fucking deal. That was That I am proud I'm of that purchase.
Go up there.
Damn, those steaks is foing.
Foing.
That's my word now. Foing.
Foing.
It's F-O-O-I-N-N-E-E. Foing.
Oh, that's how you spell it.
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, that's good.
Two O's, two I's, two N's, two E's. One F. Foing.
So, I'm going somewhere with this, but it's taking a second to develop, and it has to do with steak. Now, traditionally,
tube steak
smothered in undies. Penis joke. There we go.
All right.
Anyways, no, but for real, like when you go to restaurants, every steak you get is usually prepared the same way. It's like salt, pepper.
Yeah, on a grill. You're an idiot.
Well, yeah, grill, salt, pepper, but that's it. And then they put some kind of butter on top.
Although Outback has a wood-fired steak, and you can taste like the wood fire in it. That's
you can also
fantastic.
Taste the marinade between every steak. Like, they marinate their steaks.
Who marinates their steaks? They don't. They put salt and pepper on it. Salt, pepper, and their seasoning blend. Not
this is a really weird thing to get busy about.
But not, like, it's not actually marinated. They just put it on as they throw the steak
on. Do you watch Food Network every
day? I do. Okay. I watch Food Network every day of my life.
This is, like, the ultimate first world problem. All the restaurants I go to, they season their steaks
just the
same.
You're talking to a cook, and you're pissing me off.
Well, no, but, like, when I've had, like, home-cooked steak, like, when Si makes steak, or when our stepdad made steaks, it was always in a marinade, some kind of marinade.
I put my penis in it.
I will never eat another steak that you make.
That's a
as long as I live.
It's not.
But no, it's always been in like some kind of mojo marinade or some
marinade that Si makes fresh because I don't ever fucking use mojo.
Mojo's the shit though.
Yeah, if you can't cook.
That rhymes. I'm a poet and I don't even know it. Oh,
mojo is the shit? How's that right?
No. Mojo is no joke, though.
You said mojo's the shit, though. Man, we're both fucking retarded.
I am done. Whatever.
We can't even remember 30 seconds ago, but that's all right. Have you guys ever had, like, raw steak? I forget, what's it called? It's not Masaga, that's the sushi thing.
Cow. It's cow.
No, not what it's called.
Oh. Fresh off the leather.
Fresh off the
leather. Anyway, that raw steak thing at, like, Italian restaurants.
Can you actually eat it?
Tartare?
Yeah.
Like a steak tartare?
Yeah, steak tartare. That's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've had tuna tartare, and it's awesome. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, but tuna's a normal thing to
it's
eat.
It's kind of like sushi.
Raw.
Yeah. So sushi. Steak?
No, no.
Well, if you get it cooked rare, it's just like cooking the outside, and the inside is raw.
Yeah, that's why you get medium rare, or rare.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
But yeah, but...
You sear the outside.
I was
going to
say,
like ahi tuna. You get seared ahi tuna.
Steak tartare...
That's the reason I eat all my meat the same, except chicken and pork.
And cock.
And cock has to be cooked well done.
But steak tartare is like completely raw. At least I think it is. I don't know, but it's fucking delicious.
Yeah.
And but they have it like
I've never
Italian
had
restaurants.
It.
Really?
Mostly because I'm afraid of the mad cow disease. So yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I hate when people catch mad cow.
You know, they kind of know beforehand. Sometimes, most of the time nowadays.
See that fart?
Because the cow goes mad.
Yeah.
So you can
the cow
help.
Starts frothing at the mouth.
It's like Diablo 3, like, the mad cow level. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody goes crazy. It's those cows that they cut up and they were like, we're going to sell this one at Applebee's. And then everybody dies.
We're going to sell this one.
Apparently, Applebee's just microwaves all their food, so I don't get...
They really do. Like, their food is not that fantastic.
I heard that from somebody else.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know what an Applebee's chef does, because one of my friends, like, stepbrother or something, brother-in-law, worked at Applebee's and was like...
So, yeah, you see that shit they do on the commercials? None of that really happens.
Yeah, just like Olive Garden, they don't send their fucking employees to Italy to learn how to cook. Are you shitting me?
They do, though.
No,
Nick,
they don't.
Nick lost that by, like, one fucking point or something.
Yeah, but Nick,
they didn't send
Nick,
to Italy.
Nick worked at Olive Garden for, what, 6 years?
He still works there.
He still works there.
Never been to Italy.
But he did get a nice wine set.
Oh, right. He had a nice wine set, of course.
And the wines are supposedly from Italy.
But allegedly.
I went to ABC and they're right there.
But ABC got them imported from Italy and Olive Garden got them from ABC who got them from Italy.
Just like everything in the U.S. is made in China.
Right, exactly. Like my Dr. Pepper here was probably made in China. Does it say on
the
here?
Bottle might have been. Nope.
Are we going to plug Dr. Pepper for this?
Dr. Pepper, please send us free bottles.
This podcast brought to you by Dr. Pepper.
Last week I was
whether you like it or not.
Not really, but if Dr. Pepper wants to sponsor us and give us free Dr. Pepper.
By all means.
Yeah.
Oh, they're also incorporated 7-Up. Bro, send us some 7-Up, too. I fucking love 7-Up.
Yeah, then we can mix it up. You know, mix our light and dark sodas together, because, you know.
Make 7-Up. Up yours. I remember that shit.
Yeah.
You guys remember that shit?
I don't remember that
DNL.
Shit.
With seven upside down? DNL?
Nope.
What?
I must
God
have missed
damn
that
it, generation. Joey. Were you born in 2000? Fuck.
94.
That was pretty close. Fuck. You're like, shit.
Joey was like six when DNL was around.
I think he was like maybe four or five.
I don't know.
We'll have to look that up.
There was 35 foods that were discontinued in 2000, and like I remember going through it and be like, yep, I remember that. Right. I remember that. What the fuck?
Do you guys remember 3D Doritos?
Yes!
That was one of them.
Those were the best
fucking Doritos. Why would they discontinue those? I remember when I was probably...
You know,
they're
complaining. Well, they'll probably bring them back because the taco flavored Doritos, they discontinued those.
Yeah.
And then they brought them back. Like,
yeah, but they discontinued these like 6 or 7 years.
But I would like to say that the taco flavored Doritos do not taste the same.
All right, now hold on.
They don't. That's a true story.
But now this is another thing. Okay, so we have Doritos, right?
Yeah.
And then at Taco Bell, they have the Locos Tacos Doritos.
Yes.
Right.
Doritos has recently announced, and I've had them before, they've come out with the Locos Tacos Doritos Doritos.
Wait a minute.
So they have a chip that is based on the flavor of a taco.
Yeah.
That is based on the flavor of a chip.
Yes, yes, you're right. I remember seeing those.
I tasted them. It's like, what the fuck? And the worst part is, it tastes like the... It tastes shitty.
No, it tastes like a shitty taco.
It tastes like the actual taco, though.
It doesn't taste like the shell of the chip.
No. It tastes like the taco, though, with the Dorito.
Right, exactly. It tastes like the taco mixed with ranch.
It tastes like you're actually eating the diarrhea that you're about to shit out.
I read a really funny quote. Literally everything you cook turns out to be shit.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. The most philosophical quote that I
ruining
saw.
Ruining my life goal. Thank you.
The most philosophical quote that I saw this week was, everything that is not saved will be lost. Nintendo save screen. Or Nintendo exit screen.
There was another... Fucking, what is it? Alright, so we, Windows, the fantastic thing that Windows has just decided to restart to install updates... So we lost the last, like, 5 minutes of our podcast. And I believe we were talking about quotes.
You're welcome, because we could have went through this whole podcast.
Thank you, Sai.
You're welcome.
Luckily, it was only, like, 5 minutes we missed. Not even. I don't even think it was that long.
It wasn't even that long. We just got done.
Anyway, so we were talking about quotes. And anyway, I remember a quote that Mewtwo said, something about, it's not the circumstances of one's birth that matter, but... what they do with the gift of life. That was some fucking deep shit there.
Yeah.
It wasn't Gandhi that said that. Wasn't fucking Martin Luther King who said that shit. That was goddamn Mewtwo.
That's a fact. And there were a lot of good quotes in that movie. Like, if you go into... Well, throwback to 1998. But if you go back to the...
Oh, no.
If you go back to the Pokemon movie in 1998, there are a lot of good quotes that you could pull from that movie. Like, Meowth says one, but I can't fucking remember that.
The fucking... Every time somebody says the Pokemon movie, I'm always going to think about the original Pokemon movie.
Yeah, there's like 11 now.
The only one I'm ever going to think about is the original, when fucking Pikachu cried on Ash's body to bring him back to life when he was stone. Like, that's all I'm...
Spoilers!
For the 55-year-old movie.
Oops. Oh my god, that movie's almost 15 years...
I think so.
There's no way that movie's 15.
16 years old.
Well...
I did not see that movie when I was 10 years old. Oh my god, we did with Dad.
Yeah. But I remember seeing it. I was even younger than that. Because remember, Pokemon 2000 came out in the year 2000. Because everything fucking came out in 2000 that was named Pokemon 2000.
That's my Godzilla impression. Godzilla 2000.
Yeah. So that means it had to have come out before 2000. So probably like 98, 99.
My god.
And it's 2013. So that's like 15 fucking years.
Exactly. Speaking of 2000s and Godzilla 2000, they're making a new Godzilla movie.
Yes, they were. And you know, I made a Reddit post about that like a year and a half ago. I said, what... in old classic movies you want to see remade with modern special effects? And my answer, I made the thread and the answer, was Godzilla. And I was like, that's stupid. Fuck you guys! Godzilla is happening now! So I bet you somebody saw my fucking post on Reddit and was like, it's a good idea.
Michael Bay saw it and was like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, I like this.
Speaking of Michael Bay, did you see his fuck up on the CES?
We talked about this last week, yeah.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't remember talking about Michael Bay fucking up.
Yeah, because he was introducing the Google
No. Samsung curved TV. Yeah, thing.
Whatever.
Because, you know, that's what I thought. I want a curved TV.
Right. I think we already talked about
that. Yeah, I think we did. Right.
Now it's refurbishing those memories.
Hmm. All right, so I have partial bad news. The iPad died, which has our topic list. Yeah. So I'm going to go run upstairs real quick. You guys keep talking without me. Oh, shit. Now I got to open this fucking door.
Cut this out, right? Because we just fucked up and lost all
the shit. Hold on. We're not going to cut this out. This is all great quality shit right here.
Well, hurry up and leave.
All right, just use my phone, dude. I got plenty of battery on
it. I'm going to talk about
I have the app. Just you guys keep talking.
All right. Well, the one thing I noticed was... Jesus, that's just fucking...
That is awful.
Tanner, the door we have in the podcast room is just like a plank of wood between two other planks of wood.
It sounds like you're having sex with Pinocchio's face. It's fucking awful.
So, I will be right back.
Without lubrication. That was very sly.
Alright, so what were you saying now?
Yeah, we were talking about the fucking Godzilla, and I was thinking, I'm going to need a bigger box. Like,
oh, yeah, the old school Taco Bell commercials.
Yeah. And we were talking about if it was Chalupa or Gordita. I'm positive it was Gordita. Positive, because Gordita was like the first one that came out, and then it was Chalupa, and Chalupa came out afterwards. It had to have been Gordita. I'm probably wrong, because I suck at anything that.
History related Anything or pop culture related. Speaking of which, Taco Bell dog died. Rest in peace. That was like 3 years ago.
The Taco Bell dog died?
Yeah, dude. A long time ago.
That Chihuahua?
Yeah.
Didn't know that thing was actually a Taco Bell dog. I thought it was just in the commercial.
You thought it was like CGI or something?
Yeah, no, I thought it was
a real dog.
Fuck. How'd they get its mouth to move?
That part was probably CGI.
Penis.
Peanut butter.
It was peanut butter and penis.
Yay,
Joey's
back.
Hey, Joey.
And we also left the front door wide fucking open.
Did we?
Yes.
Wow, did you bring a charger, though?
No, I brought my phone, which has the same...
Oh. So the dog's probably gone.
No, I just checked on the dog. Dog is still here. So good news, everybody. Dog is still here.
Yay.
That's arguably good news.
That's not good news at all. that dog was peaced out by now.
Somebody feed me. Just kidding, we feed the dog.
So what did you guys talk about while I was gone?
The Taco Bell dog and how he died.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the Taco Bell dog dying. My dog died.
What?
I still meant to sit down like normal, because he sits up on the couch and then you hear him move the whole time.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's because you sound like a monkey.
Yeah, this mic picks up fucking everything.
Okay, I'm sitting like a normal person.
Yes, he is.
Does it pick up the other spirits that are in the room with us?
God damn it, no, that's not.
Shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up. I watched two scary movies today and I would fucking shit myself.
Is that what you did over today?
I watched The Conjuring.
I haven't seen that one.
Shit out of my dick. Not the scariest movie I've ever seen, but it's scary as fuck.
So that's the second time now that you shit out of your dick.
Right.
I shit out of my dick a lot, really.
Really?
It's going to be our first shirt.
That's not do you get like UTI or anything?
No,
or
it's like when you piss out of your asshole. Like when you're so sick, you just start peeing out of your butt. The Hershey squirts.
You
ever got the Hershey squirts?
Diarrhea?
No.
It's diarrhea. That's what I'm getting at, guys. Diarrhea. You're peeing out of your ass.
How do you diarrhea out of your dick?
Well, alright.
Alright, you know what? The finger speech. I was joking. Well,
this conversation is going really fucking south.
Just
guest gorillas this weekend.
I'm pissed about that because I fucking told my kitchen manager yesterday, I was like, hey, Gasparilla, I'm going because I don't work Saturdays. This fucking piece of shit motherfucker comes in today and says, hey, you're opening next Saturday because I have to go work in South Tampa, Gasparilla. I was like,
wait. This Saturday, Gasparilla is the children's parade.
It's the children's. Next Saturday
is
the day parade.
Correct.
I'm working. I'm opening the store.
I am so sorry.
So I don't even... I open from 11 and I'm there till 7.
That's exciting. I'm competing in Orlando.
Awful. I'm pissed. Beyond pissed. Because there's people coming from Orlando that invited me. One of my really good friends. I'm not even going to fucking say her name because we can't say names anymore.
Wait. I thought we said we could say names.
Can we say names? Alright. Yeah, Bizzle and a guy I met down there named David. Fucking awesome guy. I want you guys to meet him. But now you guys can't because they're going to Gasparilla and I'm fucking not!
I'll be in Orlando Friday and Saturday anyway.
Well, yeah, I'll be also in Orlando.
That's like a switch.
No, you'll be in Daytona.
No.
I want to go.
You compete next weekend, right?
Yeah, but it's in like Lakeland. It's not far. The next competition.
No, you compete at the fairground.
Right, but nobody else cares about this. So.
Right.
But I guess we should probably explain what Gasparilla is because...
That's a giant pirate parade that they throw.
It's like, I think it's the second biggest party thing in the world.
It's next to, biggest next to Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras.
It's like a milder version of Mardi Gras.
Very much so.
Yeah. Except in Trampa Bay, Florida.
Trampa Bay.
And it's to celebrate Jose... I don't know why we're celebrating this, but Jose Gaspar taking over the city of Tampa.
Yeah,
and
he's a fucking pirate.
He's a pirate.
That's why he's a pirate festival.
He took over?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, this is actually a pirate...
That took over Tampa. So I think it's history. I think it's actual history.
I'm assuming he actually...
Pretty sure he's dead right now, so... That's why we're not running around with eye patches.
Exactly. But every Gasparilla, I guess they do this like ceremony where Jose Gaspar comes and he takes the key from the mayor because there's a key to
ghost
the city.
And he takes the key and then opens what?
So who gets to play Jose Gaspar?
What the fuck is the key to the city?
What does that open?
It lets you into anywhere.
Really?
Yeah, it's like this big awesome
key. Anybody's house.
What you do is you take the key and you just break the windows and then you come to the
window. It's not even a real key, it's a fucking sledgehammer.
It's just really convenient for breaking the windows. It
doesn't set off the alarm when you break the window.
Exactly.
It's because you're supposed to hit the alarm first.
That's how you break into houses, you just smash the alarm. You know a Nest who makes that like home automated thermometer thing?
Yeah.
That you control with your house.
Yeah, what is it?
It's like a smart thermometer, and it
keeps birds or something.
God damn it!
And it keeps track of like when you turn on and off your thermostat and stuff, and it learns when you're home and when you're not home.
And you can control it with your phone.
And you can control it with your phone.
No way.
Yeah.
And like schedule shit and all that stuff to like save energy and more efficiently control your house thermostat.
So like when we're all coming home from work at the same time and we're just like, holy shit, it's fucking cold outside, let's turn on the heater.
It knows. And it also knows like what the temperature is outside, so hey, it's cold outside, let's turn up the fucking heat. Pretty nice, right? Anyway, Well, fuck you.
Robots are going to take over the world, and I'm scared.
I'm totally okay with that. I happily accept our new overlords.
No.
He's going to be the first to die.
But anyway, Nest just announced they have new fire alarms. That are basically...
Please tell me, please tell me. Because I already have something in my head. Completely wrong.
When there's a fire, beep, beep, beep.
The correct term is smoke detector.
Whenever your mom alarms over, it's going to start going off when she starts to cook. It's just before she even turns the oven on, it's like, beep, beep, beep.
It just knows.
Get the fuck out!
It's Thanksgiving night. It's going to go off. Let's just go off now.
Let me get this. It'll be like if it had an AI voice, it'd be like, let me get this out of the way.
She hears the pop.
It does. It has a voice.
What?
Yes.
She hears the pop from the cranberry jar and it's like.
But anyway, I guess you can like get notifications on your phone if your house is burning down, which is nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Hey, bro, your house is burning down.
Then we call the cops. They'll get there in an hour when the house is to ashes.
But don't worry, you'll know about it ahead of time.
So you
can stay at work as long as you need today.
You can ask your next door neighbor to get your cats out because you're homeless.
Right? But the coolest feature it has is, you know, with like the... First of all, smoke detector batteries always go out in the middle of the fucking night. They never go out during the day.
It does.
You want to know...
Scientifically proven.
Is that I ripped out every single smoke detector in my townhouse when I was living there. Ripped out every single one of them.
Well, anyway, see, you wouldn't have done that if you had the Nest one. Because if that happens, you just wave in front of it, and then it shuts off.
That sucks. Because if you're running frantically out of your house, they all just turn off, and then your house burns down, and nobody knows about it. Not a single person heard it.
Only for the...
I'm fucking right, though. You're running around with your arms
Only when the battery is dead does that work.
Oh.
Because, again, they only die at night, so...
Hold on, but what happens if you wave at it and completely forget that the shit's dead?
I'm sure it'll remind you in, like, 8 hours or something. I don't fucking know.
10 seconds. Hey, bitch, I'm still dead. Fuck! Try to sleep!
Hey, bro, now that you're awake, I'm still dead.
Before you go back to sleep.
Why do I imagine that the Nest has, like, a stoner voice?
No, I...
Hey, bro. Hey. Wake up, man. I'm dead.
No, yeah.
Oh, that's... Imagine if, like, a goldfish died in the middle of the night. And it's, like, spirit came out. It was like, hey, bro. Just so you know, I'm dead.
You gotta flush me in the morning.
You gotta flush me later.
Oh.
I've killed a fish. You don't know what fish I killed?
You killed a fish?
A beta fish. The hardest fish to kill. Literally, we bought it from the pet store. The pet owner, or not the pet owner, the person that worked there was like, literally the hardest betta fish, or the hardest fish you could kill is a betta fish. He was like, if you kill a betta fish, you should never own a pet in your life. What? I fucking killed the fish. I forgot to feed it twice. And by twice, I mean you feed it once a week. I forgot to feed it for 3 weeks. Came back, the pitch was floating. I'm like, no, I should never own a pet.
As your friend, I can honestly tell you, you should not own any pets.
I know, yeah. I hate
you. You are the worst pet owner. I think we even talked about it last podcast.
I loved tequila. Tequila was mine.
What happened to Patty? What happened to Tequila? She lives
with Dana.
With Dan?
Her and Shadow were really good friends.
Well, good, because Dan has like 60 cats, and he's never going to find a woman, so...
In fact, because he doesn't like them.
Or he hits on them when they're drunk, and then they realize what he looks like the next day, and they're like, fuck, dudes! Because they're all fat and ugly.
Dan's flirting with him when he's drunk, too, so his standards are already rock bottom.
He always talks about how, like, he hits on girls and like they're hot and stuff and he makes out with them. The only video evidence I've ever seen of him making out with a girl was this fat ugly bitch where he put her on top of the bar and started making out with her.
He showed it to me.
It's on Facebook. Oh. Like, how can you be proud of that? Delete that shit. Report it. Flag it as inappropriate. Get that shit off of Facebook. You don't want people seeing that when you're telling them you're making out with hot girls at a bar. Nobody's gonna believe you.
It's funny because, like, before that video came out, we were talking at the bar, and one of the bar backs comes up and he just mouths, "He fucks fat chicks."
Dude, we were so fucking mean today. Even on those podcasts we recorded and have since deleted, we always talk shit about Dan.
I know. Fuck Dan.
He brings it on himself.
He does. He brings it on himself.
One day he'll be on a podcast and we can all talk shit to him in person. Think about it. He's a target for all our jokes. It's perfect.
Fact. He'll probably walk out halfway through.
He's large.
Fuck you guys.
But he's not even fat anymore.
That's true.
He was just fat at heart.
Always be fat at heart. I've known Dan since he was a chunky motherfucker.
God, looking at old pictures of him?
There was an old picture. I think it was Lisa that found it. It was a very old picture.
She did. Actually, it was her mom that found it. I was with her mom when she was looking through the pictures.
It was at a high school, and I can't remember what high school it was, but we were judging a competition.
Oh my
and
god.
It was me and Dan. And Ben, I think. Dan was a fucking super.
It was Sickles.
It was Sickles.
Yes. We weren't judging. We were spotting.
Spotting.
It was the four of us.
Right.
We were spotting.
Spotting. That's right. It was you.
Yeah, I was there. It was great.
You tiny.
Not spotting like
me and Ben went to that same competition like 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember where I was going with that, but.
Is Daniel still fat?
No.
Oh, that's right. Daniel's friends with us still.
Yeah. She's still friends with us. What the fuck are we talking about?
I want
French fries. I am so craving French fries right now.
You know who has the best, like, snack food that's not really snack food?
Who?
Wawa.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wawa is amazing. We went there today.
I went there one time and...
What'd you get?
Like
a sandwich.
Hold on. For those of you who don't have Wawa, I, from the bottom of my heart, am sorry, but this is the best gas station of all time.
It's not really a gas station.
That's true. I know what it is.
It's like a gourmet Subway that also happens to sell gas.
Yes, and everything else. Like, it's a 24-hour gas station, 24-hour Subway, /24-hour.
They have mac and cheese.
They have fucking...
Quesadillas.
They have... The last thing I got, or the only thing I ever got from there, was a spicy chicken sandwich.
Never had it. Was it good?
Yes.
See, very good. I had a chicken sandwich once, and it was good, but it wasn't as good as like their subs are. Their subs are fantastic.
Never had one of any of their subs.
I've had their Cuban sub, which is fucking amazing. Their Philly, which is amazing. And today I had a chicken quesadilla. And
we're talking about food, and you know what's open right now?
Taco Bell.
Wawa.
Yes.
We're sitting here talking about Wawa and how it's open 24 hours. And you know what's open right now? Taco Bell. No.
They stopped serving hot food at like, what, 11? 12?
You know, supposedly it's at 9, but like you and I went tonight at 9:30.
Yeah.
So I have never been where they haven't been serving food.
At
2
o'clock in the morning and straight up got a spicy chicken.
Yeah, so I don't get how that works because it says they stopped serving hot food at 9, but I've been at like absurd hours and they're still serving hot food.
Yeah.
Well, fuck me.
And call you Sally. We'll go after the podcast.
I'm going to leave now.
This is like the podcast recording. Lots of dead silence.
Ben wanted me to fuck him.
Anyway.
I'm gonna go home.
But yeah, Wawa.
Wawa's off the chain.
And their lemonade, 99 cents for a little bottle of
it. Oh, yeah, it's so good.
Really?
Probably the best lemonade you can get, not at a fair.
Because I'm sad that they don't have the 59 cent any size drink.
Yeah, they used to have 59 cent any size drink up to 44 ounces, and they just recently took that away.
I heard they give free blowjobs in the beer cooler.
What?
No. But speaking of...
I didn't hear that.
Speaking of beer coolers...
I made that up in my mind.
There's another, like... I want to say... I don't know how to describe that, because Wawa's is a league of its own. And right under that
the
is...
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen!
The League of Extraordinary Gas Stations.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But right under that is Thornton's.
And never been to Thornton's.
Thornton's is the shit. Because they have, like, a little membership card.
And what is Thornton's?
Thornton's is it's a gas station on crack.
So it's kind of like Wawa, but not quite as great as Wawa.
They don't have the smoothie or the deli.
But also, Wawa smoothies? Surprisingly good.
Yeah.
I've never had one, but sometimes if I kind of wait a little long for my food, whoever's making smoothies will offer me free samples. I've had their cookies and cream and strawberry and banana. Both really good smoothies.
Puberty sucks.
Puberty what? Sucks.
Strawberry banana? That's all I heard. Sorry.
But at Thornton's...
I have a sore throat, so fuck you.
In exchange for the deli and the awesome smoothie bar and the awesome deli, they're both awesome, they have like your normal gas station food style stuff, but it's like much higher quality. It's like actual... like
higher quality than gas station, lower quality than Wawa's.
Yes.
Okay.
And they have like...
When you say gas station, do you mean 7-Eleven?
I'm gonna kick you in the fucking nuts. But okay. They have like a, like, you know how like when you get like hot dogs, that's what I'm going for.
Yep, 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I feel like you've been talking about Thornton's forever.
Right, oh, so he's so excited about Thornton's.
I am, dude.
All you ever get from there is a fucking slushie anyway. So
right, because if you buy four slushies, you get your fifth one free, and all the slushies, any size, 89 cents.
That's great. But when the fuck am I ever going to buy four slushies?
Right.
I buy slushies every day.
And then you want the fifth one for free.
I buy...
Did they give you a punch card, or do you have to buy four to get the fifth one
free? No, I have a little card, and they swipe the card.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Digital. Welcome to the new fucking age.
Me and Joey were on the punch card thing, where, like, you have to buy four that day to get the fifth one free.
I'm like, God, I don't want that many fucking slushies.
You're trying to die from brain freezes?
They melt before I finish them.
No, I suck these things down.
Your brain's so frozen, they call it Mr. Freeze.
That was shitty.
Sorry.
All right. It's horrible. But they have like 20,000 fucking flavors of slushies, and that's what I'll end on with.
The slushies?
How many five-year-olds could you take in a flight? Go, now.
Oh my God, five-year-olds?
Yeah.
How many? I could take probably four.
Four? Wow, that's a low number.
Think about it, man. I could take on...
Kids Carly size.
Oh, okay. No, I could take about 10.
They're five!
Yeah, well, I thought fifth graders automatically for some stupid reason. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking die. Five-year-olds, I could take 10.
I have a stipulation. Are they coming at you all at once from all angles?
Yes.
Or are they coming at you from...
All at once at the same time.
From all angles.
Seriously.
Am I armed with a shovel?
No. No arm.
Just keep doing it.
See, I have a different couple criteria.
Doing it. What's it
or
called?
Or like hardcore dancing.
You can hardcore dancing.
There's a couple different criteria here. If they're all just unarmed babies, I can probably take an unlimited amount of them. I could continue to fight them forever. But if they have knives, two or three, maybe, before they
start. You just keep running until they trip and fucking kill themselves.
If they had guns, none.
Yeah,
immediate death.
No,
I would just lay down.
You can overpower a five-year-old, just take the knife and shove it back into a throat.
What the fuck is this conversation?
The fuck are we talking? Please tell me we're talking about like zombie five-year-olds.
Yeah, zombie five-year-olds.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because then I would take on all of them.
A little bit more politically correct, right?
Right, yeah.
Zombie five-year-olds, okay.
Would snap one's femur in half and just stab the other ones in the head.
You know, and that reminds me of Dead Space. Have you guys played Dead Space?
I played the first, second, and third one.
Okay, so yes.
That's a lie. I played the first and second one. I played the first one. That's a lie. I haven't played any. I'm kidding. I played the first and second one. They're really good games.
So you reach the part with the, like, infirmary?
Yes.
That is one of the few things that actually creep me the fuck out in a horror game.
Yes.
Like... fucking baby zombie things. Ooh, and I felt bad killing them.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Shit, I had to protect myself. I was gonna die.
That has always been like one of my biggest things in games. Like things that I almost can't do it. I can't kill a kid in a game, and I can't kill a dog in a game.
Dude,
look at this face.
Looking at it.
Yeah.
What about
Keep looking at it. But think about Riley. How much shit you talk about that, Riley.
That's not where I was going.
But, as you crack your knuckles off, I'm like, what?
Have you played Dead Space? Or not Dead Space. What's the new game that just came out fighting hordes of zombies? Dead Rising. Dead Rising 2.
Really? New game?
Dead Rising 3 just came out a month ago.
Okay.
But Dead Rising 2, you had a daughter. And every 24 hours she needed medicine, otherwise she turned into a zombie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough. I would never
play that. So apparently that was really rough for dads.
Like, yeah, that's rough for me.
If you had a kid, you were like, fuck, I am playing that.
I remember Jeff from Achievement Hunter, when they first played the Dead Island trailer with the little girl, he couldn't even watch it. Like, he got like...
I remember that.
30
remember
seconds into it, he's like, fuck this, I can't watch it.
Yeah, no, that's
like, I can't. I can't relate.
And I feel bad.
You can relate.
No, I said I cannot. I said I cannot relate because I am not a father nor would I ever want to be.
No, again, and this is coming from a not father, but I could totally kill a child, at least in a video game. But killing a fucking dog? Absolutely not. No, fuck that.
Because you've had a dog. I could kill kids. I can
because
I've had one. I could kill a child. I could not kill my own child. But if she turned into a zombie, I would turn into the governor. All day, every day, I would chain her up, I would feed her, I would brush her
hair.
Spoiler,
fuck, shit.
If you have not seen past the second season of Walking Dead...
You need to die.
I've only seen, like, the second episode of season 3.
So, yeah, that's past season 2?
Yeah, but barely.
Just saying.
So you know, you're right, because season 2's season 2's available on Netflix. If it's available on Netflix and you haven't watched it... You're shit out of luck, sorry.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
If you don't have Netflix, you're just shit out of life.
Doesn't matter. Okay. I can't think of anybody I know who doesn't have Netflix.
Yeah, it's...
Or at least easy access to it.
I bum it off him.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. You have easy access
to it. I think you have like 8 people that can bum off you or some shit. Like 4 or 8.
Fuck. I don't know. I've got me, my dad, my sister, and my friend Chris in Ohio. So...
Chris bums off your Netflix?
Yeah!
Wow.
Look, on Xbox, you used to be able to watch Netflix movies together. Like, at the same time, they would sync up, and you could watch them with each other. But they took that feature away.
That's shitty.
Because they don't believe in family.
Apparently not.
Family Xbox, fuck you.
Family separated by, you know, consoles. But...
Anyways, like I was saying, though, I could never kill my daughter. Like, if she turned into a zombie, God forbid I let her turn into a zombie, I would probably kill myself before I let her turn into a zombie. But anyways, if it happened... I would not be able to kill her. I would go all governor style. But any other fucking midget shit child, I would fucking stab in the throat.
Wow, midget shit child.
I fucking hate kids.
Last podcast,
I hate kids.
Last podcast it was Asian, so this one's it's midget 8 or midget
fuck midget child. Shit children. Midget shit children.
Midget They're, children?
I fucking hate kids. I hate kids.
I'm not the douchebag this podcast.
I hate kids. My goal is to not let my daughter
be
grow
a shit
up
kid.
To be a fucking shit kid. Like...
Well, I hope you succeed.
Our generation of kids are all fucked. Piles of shit. They're all fucking shit.
They're fucked. Hopefully we will...
No, we stopped
wow,
that.
Wow, now we gotta cut that part out. Way to go.
Wait, what's the timestamp?
107.
Why don't you just fucking listen to it and stop being lazy?
Because I'm lazy.
Wow.
God damn it, Ben.
What?
Obviously it's clear what you're talking about.
Right.
All right, so again...
those people
we'll,
come in
we'll just cut out from 107 to 108.
Fuck. All right.
Where were we going? So, I recently heard, after we cut all that out, apparently tomorrow at 10 a.m. GMT time, we have a probe that was launched 10 years ago, which is going to harpoon a comet.
Man, when you say probe, my asshole.
So. Yeah, we're just going to
harpoon. When you say harpoon, I think of whales.
All right, so anyway, I guess we're harpooning a comet, and this probe is attaching to this comet, which was launched 10 fucking years ago. Think about that. Scientists were able to plan this shit out 10 years ago so that it now, tomorrow, collided with this comet.
Oh, it's the comet they picked out.
Yeah, they picked
it. It's not just a random fucking comet.
No. Ten years ago, you told me this earlier.
I was like, all right, cool. I could harpoon a fucking comet. Like, go kill yourself.
Probably,
but if they did, I didn't know. So, but anyway,
it's probably called Comet.
Or Moby Dick.
But
because they're going to harpoon that shit.
I was thinking Free Willy.
Shit.
Wrong whale.
Oh, Free Will. Oh.
For those of you who can't see it, it's when the kid reaches out and Free Willy jumps over him, and I imagine Free Willy getting harpooned in the middle of the air and falling.
That's fucking
kid.
Terrible. Wait, so I guess we're landing a probe on a comet, but 10 years ago, they picked a comet, they said, 10 years from this date, it's going to collide with this comet, and then we're going to do science-y shit on it.
Science-y shit.
And it fucking worked. They were technology.
That's fucking weird that they were dead on. 10 years ago, they could predict that this comet was going to be in this certain part of space, and they launch a fucking probe up there.
That's fucking math for you. See, that's why math is important. What? We started this podcast off without dumb colleges, and here we are talking about how important math is.
See, if you never, ever, ever...
So that we can harpoon comets.
Ever, 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 never, ever, ever want to get laid. This is what math is for.
Yes. For harpooning comets. So remember last week I was talking about a game that you control two characters with the same controller?
Yes, and how fucking miserable yes. that would be for us to play.
I found out the name of the game is called Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. I just felt that was a
problem. I played that game! Holy shit, I fucking played that game. Yes, I did. And it is the most difficult mind-fucking game you could ever play.
That's what I heard. That was
I swear to God in my life, I played this game. And yes, now that you mention it, I remember specifically playing this game. And you play... With just the joysticks. It's not the buttons. It's not the directional pad. It's nothing. It's just the joysticks. And you run up to certain parts, and there's like two vines you have to run up to, and you make both of them go to the vines. And then there's one part where like it's like a teeter-totter kind of thing, and you have to run to the teeter-totter, but you have to run over and then run. I don't know how to explain it, but it's really fucking difficult. It's super puzzling and super difficult to play with just both joysticks.
Break. Can we break? Can I say break? Can we break? So,
penis.
Yeah, that's the bear voices.
But yeah, I don't know. It's been real, guys.
It's been real.
This has been a good podcast. I say now's a good time to end it. We got a couple of editing to do this time around.
We have a lot of editing to do.
And starting at 105. We'll round down to 105.
But yeah, look for...
Let's go ahead and wrap up here. We are now on iTunes.
Yeah,
we are.
For whatever reason, we're at Joey Paris's website, greater than the Fishbowl podcast episodes. Hopefully I'll get that figured out in a minute or so. Anyway, so we're there. You can search for the Fishbowl, and that's where we're at. So you can find us there on YouTube. We also have our podcast posted on a blog, which is joey-paris.com, which eventually will be a awesomerstudios.com, but it's not as of now, so...
We also have a couple Let's Plays coming out on the Frosted Gaming channel on
YouTube. We do. Are we recording a Cloudberry Kingdom
Let's Play? We will
right after this.
Right after this. Okay, cool.
I'm so 100% down for that. We also, I'm hungry.
Maybe we'll go to Walla.
There's a Ben and Joey N Plus Let's Play.
Which may or may not come out. We have to wait for approval from the N Plus developers, which is, I believe, Slick Entertainment.
Slick Entertainment.
So, but we've recorded it. We've recorded the first half of the multiplayer co-op.
And if we do get it published, it's fucking hilarious. Because I suck at N Plus.
Yeah, Ben does. I had to take his controller a couple points.
That's fucking embarrassing.
No, literally, we had to switch controllers so I could do the easy part of the
machine. Yeah, pretty much. So anyway, we've got that hopefully coming out as soon as we get approval from Slick Entertainment. Which I would imagine they're pretty cool guys, because N Plus is a pretty cool game.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to post our first Cloudberry Kingdom.
We're retaping that,
I believe, tonight, right after this podcast.
Can we do commentating, or are you actually going to play with
us? Yeah, Ben is going to be awake this time, and we're going to all three play together. I believe I have three functioning controllers. We may, when we go to Walla, also need to buy batteries.
Yeah, we could do that, but God, it was hard enough just for us two to get through the whole mission, all three of us.
Yeah, we went through 1 to 75.
Wait, no, it only has to take one person to
get through. Right, exactly. So we can...
So it might actually be easier.
Right, it might be beneficial to have one.
But I got some practice in earlier today.
Not that Ben's exactly the best player ever, but, you know.
Right, but hey, I saved your ass a couple times.
Maybe.
Joey saved your ass all the time, 100%.
I got some practice in. We practiced with the new setup to record the...
We wanted to test out, because this is a pretty shitty computer we have recording the Let's Plays now, but we tested them out. They seem to be playing pretty good, so we're pretty confident in that. What's really cool is we can actually record the audio and the...
Video at the same time.
The, our commentation
and
at the same
audio
time.
From the TV.
As the audio from the video game.
That's
and
awesome.
The game at,
because
the
I know that did,
at the same time.
That didn't happen the first time we were playing Cloudberry King.
Correct.
So.
That's correct. So now it's all together. We don't have to worry about syncing it up and everything, because everything's going to be the same.
That's awesome. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, so it'll make editing a lot easier, better quality, better...
How about we make this a tradition? We do a podcast and we play the Let's Plays.
That's basically what we figured out.
And at this point, our lives will be up till about 7 or 8 a.m. every fucking day.
Talking.
Every Friday, yeah.
Like a 2-hour nap like we did last time, and exactly. I'm ready to go.
So, but we'll shorten it down because we actually have a proper computer for setting this up now.
Right. We took about an hour to get everything set up.
Right, but this time it'll be like done.
All right, for wrapping it up, we've taken a lot of time.
We have, but you know what? I feel we've wrapped it up very thoroughly. My iPad is dead. My phone is good.
The computer had shut off one time already.
Right, yeah. But I disabled that feature, so that should not happen again.
Good.
I should only be able to check for updates manually now.
Let's go get some food and then start a fucking Let's Play.
Yeah, I agree. At 5 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Let's do it. Fuck it.
It is now 4:54. It is almost 5 o'clock. And I believe we call that a podcast.
Good night, guys.
Good night, fuckers.
I love you all.